Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, calling in from Colorado tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're almost halfway through the month of March. And boy, we got a great month cooking. I hope it's a great month cooking for you. Looks like we're going to have another double-digit sales increase for the company, which is lots of fun. For those of you who don't know, we just submitted our numbers to Inc. Magazine on our sales for 2015. So we were on the Inc. 5000 list in 2013, again in 2014. And based on the numbers we just submitted, I'm pretty confident we'll be on that list 3 years in a row, which is awesome, which means you are listening in to one of the fastest growing companies in North America today. And we've got one of the people who's partially responsible for that. She's a four-star crown. Her name is Sonia Magruder. And before we get to Sonia, I want to give a couple of corporate updates and give away a couple of free tickets to our convention. But it's going to be a lot of fun to hear from Sonia. I've been working with the crown leaders and asking them for their favorite trainings that they do. I'm calling it 10 Minutes of Awesome. And so we got awesome people doing awesome training tonight. Our four-star crown, Sonia Magruder, is going to be talking about duplication. We'll get to that in just a minute. Speaking of promotions, not only are we giving away two free convention tickets tonight, but we had our first announcement of our LEAP Rank Advancer Promotion Points Contest. First place winner is going to get a free convention ticket, free hotel room, and $3,000. And we're giving away a total of 10 prizes. We had 23 people, I believe, last month that earned 2 points. So take a look at that promotion. It's at PuriumLeap2016.com. Take a look at that promotion and set your sights on getting some points and earning some free tickets, earning some free hotel rooms, earning some additional income. And speaking of earning money, today's Purium monthly payday. So always fun to have a monthly payday as well as weekly paydays. We got 52 weeklies, 12 monthlies, a total of 64 different paydays every single year, and I hope you're taking full advantage of that. And we're heading toward tax season, so that's the beautiful thing about this business. You make money, you make money. You lose money, you make money. So make sure that you're taking full advantage of the tax write-offs on things like your cell phone and printer ink and, you know, any kind of business dinners that you do and stuff like that. So I'm not an accountant, but I hope that everybody as an entrepreneur is taking full advantage of that. We'll be talking a little bit more about taxes as we get closer to April 15th. So lots of good stuff going on. We just finished our regional events. Our final regional event was this past weekend in Colorado. It was our mountain regional event. The thing that impressed me the most was we had people fly in from Virginia. We had people fly in from North Carolina and drive from Iowa and South Dakota and Wyoming and Utah and Nebraska. It was a lot of fun. Five-star crown, David Scoltetti, flew in from New Jersey. Amy Venner flew in from California. And we had an awesome time. Great leadership dinner Friday night. Awesome training on Saturday. And overall, I think the regional events really set the tone for the year. And we're going to go roaring into convention with lots of new stuff. I got a field advisory board call tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about all the goodies that we're going to be launching in August. But before we get to August, this, of course, the month of April, and we've got Diamond Club coming up in April as well as a Blue Diamond retreat in May. So if you've already qualified for Blue Diamond, you already qualified for Diamond, get with Rodney. His email is rodneyl@puriumcorp.com. Let him know if you're going to be going to one of those events. And if you're not yet at those ranks, set your sights. That's going to get you points in our Rank Advancer promotion. And it's also going to get you an awesome free vacation. So lifestyle is a big part of who we are, what we do. And, you know, I love the culture that we've created. It's always a lot of fun to get together with all the amazing people, mostly women. My goodness, we got awesome, powerful women. And the Denver event was no exception. Really fun to share stories and talk about getting people healthier and inspiring each other as entrepreneurs. And, you know, take a look at the email blast. It was filled with lots of great photos, and I know that Facebook pages all across the company are brimming with awesome photos. So have some fun, share your story, and we're really starting to get into a nice rhythm in this business. And if we want to be on the Inc. 5000 list again, we got to duplicate. We got to duplicate, and that's why I brought in my expert, 4-star crown Sonya Magruder from Florida, to give her 10 minutes of awesome on duplication. But before I do that, I got to give away a couple of convention tickets. So let me do that right now. We are in Q&A mode, so that means that if you hear your name called, all you need to do is hit *6. If you hear your name called, all you need to do is hit *6. And our first winner, she's a consultant from Illinois, and her name is Jennifer Henning. Jennifer Henning, if you're on the line, *6.
I'm here.
You're here. Awesome.
Yay!
Well, congratulations. Tell us quickly about your PLC member or multiple PLC members that you enrolled a couple weeks ago.
That was 3 people that I enrolled.
Nice. Yes. So tell me about your favorite.
That would be my boss. He's tried a lot of different things to control his weight, and he was unsuccessful, and he always felt like he was tired or hungry, or it just didn't work for him. And I stopped into the office, and he was just amazed at what I've done. And so we started talking about Purium and how awesome I feel. And he said, you know, I'm going to try it. So him and his wife signed up. And actually,
fantastic.
He's been promoting all over the place for me. So,
nice.
Yeah, he's doing great. Yes.
Well, lots of people talk about this business of firing their boss, but if you can't beat them, join them. Hire your boss. Now your boss works for you.
Exactly. If he only knew.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Jennifer. So all you need to do is hit *6 one more time, and you'll log out. But we'll make sure that you get your refund on the convention ticket that you bought, and that's fantastic. You know, brand new person, consultant. From Illinois, making the commitment, raising her hand, saying, you know, this is important to me. So great story. Congratulations, Jennifer. Our next winner, we're giving away 2 tickets tonight. Still in Q&A mode, so all you need to do is hit *6 if you hear your name. And this person's from Florida. And actually, even though our convention's in Florida, we haven't had a lot of Florida winners. Her name is Kim Vernon. She's a director from Florida. Kim, hit *6, and you are our second winner tonight. Kim Vernon,
hello,
are you
I'm
out
here.
There? Hey.
Hello.
All right. Awesome. 2 for 2. Hey, Kim.
Hi. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, good. Well, tell us about your PLC member that you enrolled last week.
Well, her name is Renee, and she is – I work for a real estate company, and she is one of the realtors that I work with, and she has I sent her information a long time ago, and she is very busy. She's a successful realtor, but she's very health conscious, and she came into my office a couple weeks ago and saw me after I had lost some weight, and she was like, wow, you look fantastic. What are you doing? So I told her, and she's very excited. So she started her cleanse. She's on day 3 right now, and so she is she's gonna be good. She loves the product so far, and she's got lots of girlfriends, so I'm really excited about joining our team.
Awesome. Well, very, very cool. Well, a couple things you said that I like. Number one, you know, realtor, talented realtor. We've got a talented realtor and Sonya Magruder going to be talking here in just a moment, and realtors are a fantastic target market for this business. And number two is I love that you said that you gave her the information a while ago, and that must mean that you did a little bit of follow-up, and you were a walk-in billboard when she saw you. She got excited and put the pieces of the puzzle together. So sounds like you really like a textbook enrollment. That's fantastic. I appreciate you doing that, Kim.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Well, congratulations. 2 winners, 2 for 2. Jennifer Henning from Illinois, Kim Vernon from Florida. All you need to do to win a ticket is to, number one, buy your ticket, make that commitment. Number two, enroll a PLC member and listen in on these Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday calls. The more PLC members you enroll, better chance you have to win. And I'm going to put this call in a presentation mode. All right. Well, cool. Well, great way to start the call. and get some momentum into this important subject of duplication. So I'd like to welcome on our guest speaker for 10 minutes of awesome. She's a 4-star crown, a realtor from Florida, Sonia Magruder. Sonia, on the line?
Hey, David. Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on. I'm really excited about this call.
All right. Fantastic. Well, you are one of the masters of duplication for sure. You do a great job of creating that system and creating that that process that's been successful for so many leaders on your team, and that's why you have crowns underneath you. So why don't you talk a little bit about duplication and, you know, give us your 10 minutes of awesome.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Well, first, I want to congratulate Jennifer and Kim. What they're doing, duplicate that. That was awesome. So we all know duplication is the cornerstone of success in this business. So that's like the holy grail. And I have 5 points that I want to cover about it tonight. So first thing I want to say is it starts with the first circle. You know how we draw the circles, but the first circle that we draw is us, and then we draw the ones below us. So that first circle, which is us, is where it starts. So we want to make sure that we are what we want to attract and what we want to duplicate. And if we're not seeing duplication on our team, then maybe we need to look in the mirror. You know, we really need to be worthy of duplication and ask ourselves the question, is what I'm doing daily what I want duplicated on my team? Is what I'm doing daily what I would want duplicated on my team in my business? So remember, too, excuse me, that inaction duplicates. So if we're not in activity, then that's what will duplicate, inactivity. And bad habits duplicate. And sometimes bad habits can duplicate in excess. So we've got to be really careful about the behavior that we're modeling. And I'm going to touch a little bit more on that later. The second point is to set the stage for duplication. So when we have a new team member join us, what I like to do is I like to ask them questions, and I like to get to know them and what they're all about, what their why is. I feel like that's so important, what their income goals are. And then just sit back and listen and let them really talk. And then plug them into the system and the tools that we have, because we have great tools that make it so easy for us, and we have a really simple system. Sometimes we think we have to overcomplicate it, but it's very simple, which is what makes it duplicable. So we want to make sure that we get them started right. We have, on our team, we have a getting started guide that we've made up, and it has all the numbers for the team calls, the corporate calls, the videos, everything they need to have at their fingertips, how our Facebook groups work, how three-way calls work, healthy happy hours. And we like to do that because that way they don't have to go digging for that information. It's something we can give them, almost like a little orientation guide that we can give them at the beginning. So I call it kind of like making the ground fertile for duplication by making sure we know what it is they want and listening to them. What they want may not be what we want for them. So that I feel like that's really important. And then making sure they're plugged into not only our system and our tools, but the company, the culture, the products, the team. And the third point, which I feel is really, really important, is the first 48 hours. After they come in. That 48-hour window is really crucial. Yes, we want to teach them to go public. We want to teach them to walk around with their green drink or, excuse me, post on their social media, but it really goes beyond that. And I think the thing that is really the cornerstone of it all is that they start writing their list, but we teach them how to write their list. We don't just say, go write a list. We need to teach them how to write a list. And, you know, of course we know, you know, tell them to go through their phone contacts, social media contacts, everybody they've ever known. But what I like to do, too, is give them an example. So, like, David, if I just enrolled you and I was putting you through this quote-unquote orientation and talking to you about writing your list, I would use you as an example. So I would say, so, David, for example, you're somebody, let's say you're somebody on my list. So this is how I'm going to think when I'm thinking of you. Dave is an amazing businessman. I know he's into fitness. I know he's wanted to start eating healthier. He mentioned that the last time I saw him. His wife is really into organic eating. He's entrepreneurial. And I know he owns a couple of rental properties, so he gets the concept of residual income. And we have a great rapport. So Dave is definitely somebody I want to put on my list of one of the first people I want to talk to. So by doing that, I compliment them because I'm talking about them and I'm talking about their great qualities and why they're somebody I wanted in my business. But I'm also teaching them to think that way too and to duplicate that because I want them to think that. I want them to write their list unabashedly, but then I want them to go back and narrow it down. We want them to contact everybody on their list, but to narrow it down to those 10 or 20 A players and why. And I like to find out who the people on their list are. I want them to tell me a little bit about these people that they want to contact first because that way I can help them too. For example, if they have someone on their list who's a realtor, well, okay, here I am. I'm definitely going to help you with that one. But, you know, there may be someone who's on their list who's a top athlete, and I'm going to think, oh, maybe this is someone I'm going to connect them. I'll connect them with Ian Ferrar in our upline. You know, if it's a health coach, I may connect them with Joel Calandrillo. So I like to know who they are, find out who these people are, and, again, get them really thinking and get them excited about contacting these people. And I use an acronym that's real easy to remember, which is LIFE. It's L-I-F-E. So L stands for list, I is invite, F is follow-up, and E is enroll. So obviously we know L for list, but we're always inviting. We have to be like professional inviters. We're always inviting people to something. We're inviting them usually first to watch a video. Then maybe we're inviting them to a three-way call with our upline. Then we're inviting them to a healthy happy hour. Not necessarily in that order, but we're inviting them to one of these tools, to view or participate in one of these tools. And then F is follow-up, and E is enroll, obviously. And we just get that little rhythm going with list, invite, follow-up, enroll, and then it becomes very easy to just go through that and repeat that over and over. And then that's what those people that they get in will also be duplicating. And also that first 48 hours, list and launch. I want to always teach them to launch their business. So they're going to launch it by calling people and contacting people on their list, but also by scheduling their healthy happy hours. And I always explain, if you had a brick-and-mortar business, you wouldn't just open the doors and expect people to find you and maybe wander in. But no, a brick-and-mortar business is going to do marketing. They're going to really get the word out there. They're really going to promote that they're opening like a grand opening. So I try to always get that point across that we want to launch this. It's a business. The fourth point is, after that, and this is a continuous thing, is to really stay close to them and nurture them and follow up, because the real follow-up really begins once a person is enrolled. Yes, we follow up with them. We drip on them till they enroll. But once they're enrolled, that's where it really starts. So first, we want to follow up with them during the product experience, whether it's their Core 3 pack or it's a 10-day cleanse, hold their hand. We want to make sure they have a really successful product experience. And David, you always taught me that in the beginning. You really emphasized that. And that's what we want to duplicate, right? We want them, in turn, to help their people through their product experience, then follow up through the business side. So once we've done the previous step of teaching them to write their list and schedule their healthy happy hours, we don't want to just assume this is all going to happen. We need to follow up with them. So there's the follow-up again. We need to make sure those dates are set, the healthy happy hours are executed. We need to make sure they have made that list, that they've actually done it, and that we're there. We let them know that we're there to help them contact these people, to help them get on three-way calls with these people on their list. So it may not always just happen. So we do have to follow up. And remember, too, new people especially, they often have fears like picking up the phone or doing a healthy happy hour. I did initially. I had a fear of doing healthy happy hours. So, again, like we can't assume everyone's where we're at. We started like that, but now we've evolved, but they haven't necessarily. So that's where the nurturing, helping them overcome limiting beliefs and really sticking close to them is so important. Brandy told me, I remember a long time ago, with a new person, you have to become a Klingon. That first, especially 30 days, like really stick with them and give them individual attention, not just sending out, you have several new people and you send group messages out. Everybody communicates differently. We have to really connect with them on an individual basis. And the last point is, and this is so important, is to lead by example and kind of what I said at the beginning. Again, if we're in activity, our new team members will duplicate that. If we are not in activity, how can we expect them to be in activity if we're not? So we need to set the example, be on calls like this call, be on team calls, be at events. And, you know, if we expect people to realize how important events are, and maybe we're even asking them to rearrange their schedules to be at an event, but then we're not there, then how can we even expect them to do that? So, again, lead the way with all of this, with healthy happy hours. We need to keep prospecting and enrolling people so they see us doing this. And remember, you know, what we do is what is going to duplicate, including what we don't do. If we don't do healthy happy hours, if we don't go to events, if we don't get on calls, that's exactly what's going to duplicate. So the greater our sense of urgency is, the greater sense of urgency they will have. And same thing with rank advancement mentalities. If we have that, that's what we'll duplicate. They'll have that mentality. And one thing that we always hear, but it's true, is speed of the leader is the speed of the pack.
Well, I'll tell you, Sonia, I'm going to go all the way back to the beginning, and one of the first things that you said as I was taking notes and listening is, I really like what you said about this idea of duplication is not only just the good stuff you do, but people will duplicate the bad stuff you do, or the things you don't do, or the things that you don't follow up, or the things you don't say, or the sloppy, you know, things that the habits that you have. And so I think that's a really important concept that I know I don't think about enough, and I think lots of people don't think about enough. And you know, I think that was a really important insight and a good way to start the call. And I love how you finished the call by talking about the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack, meaning that even if you are doing good things, which hopefully most of the people on this call are doing good things, that it's not just about doing good things, it's about doing lots of good things in a compressed amount of time and creating the energy and the culture and the attitude that and the expectation and the rank advancement mentality that, you know, really starts to get people on fire. So I think it was a great call overall, and that was certainly 10 minutes of awesome. But I loved how you started it, and I loved how you finished it. I think those are two things that people don't think about enough. So thanks so much for sharing that.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me see if I can wrap up this call and just add one or two, you know, little things, you know, just to add on to what Sonia was talking about. So I'm a huge believer in systematizing your business, and there's this weird kind of, you know, back and forth in people's brains or back and forth in people's skill sets. And so on the one hand, we want people-oriented, outgoing, fun, entrepreneurial, innovative kinds of people. And, you know, the more that you are willing to stretch your comfort zone and to share and to just be positive and let things flow, the easier it is to contact people, the easier it is to kind of get into all these conversations. But once you get into the conversations, once you get people involved in learning about Purium, then the more systematic you are, the more that you create a tour that has a beginning, a middle, and an end, it's easier to know where people are on that tour. It's easier to make adjustments as to what people are learning. It's easier to say the same things over and over again. If you've ever been on a tour, they say the same corny jokes over and over again. It may not be funny to them as they say it, you know, five times a day, you know, 5 days a week, but it's funny to the people listening. And so you learn to refine and get better at that enrolling process. And it's really essential that you also have an expert like Sonia or somebody in your up team that can do the hardest part of it, which is actually getting somebody enrolled and getting somebody started. But once you sit down and you learn how to do that for yourself, and you learn how to do that a couple of different times with some new people that you enroll with somebody who's your upline expert, then you can start to take over. And David Scoltetti said something this weekend that I thought was really great at the Denver Regional. You know, we talked about the idea of learn, do, teach. Learn, do, teach. And that's really the process of duplication is learn, then you do it, and then you teach it. And it's the person who's got the clicker, the person who's got the magic marker, the person who's hosting those conference calls, the person who is in the role of teacher, That's the person who makes the most money. So your goal is to learn, do, and then follow that process so you can teach. And once you get into that teaching role, once you've got people who are having success based upon the conversations that you're having with them, chances are that you're an executive or you're a diamond or you're a green diamond or you're on your way to crown and, you know, you're starting to earn some significant income. So just remember that process of learn, do, and teach, and follow that duplication process that Sonia shared. I love that acronym LIFE. I think that's a brilliant acronym and a great way to look at, you know, your business, kicking it off and launching your business with momentum and helping others to launch their business with momentum. So, you know, no matter where you are in your Purium career, whether you just started yesterday or you've been involved with the company for 2 or 3 years, you can relaunch your business today. And importantly, as you look at your team, if you've got 1 or 2 or 5 or 10 or 20 or 50 people on your team, you know, you can help them to launch their business and to follow that acronym of LIFE, beginning with the list. And I love what Sonia said about using that person as the first example and edifying them and making them feel good and helping them to create the mindset of, I'm looking for other people like me, people who are interested in health, people that are entrepreneurs, people that might have some weight to lose, or people that are athletic and have no weight to lose. It doesn't matter. Everybody is a prospect if presented correctly and connecting correctly. And that's why what Sonia said about asking questions is so important, is to find out where people are and to help them to move forward with their dreams, their health goals, and their financial dreams. And so follow that process of duplication that Sonia shared, and someday you'll have the magic marker in your hand, you'll have the clicker in your hand, you'll be the expert doing your 10 minutes of awesome, and that's certainly what we hope for you. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks, Sonia, for sharing. Congratulations again to Jennifer from Illinois and Kim from Florida. And get your convention ticket, be there. There's going to be awesome, lots of wisdom that's going to be shared at convention. So hope to see you there, and looking forward to our next call tomorrow night. David Sandoval is going to be giving away a convention ticket as well. And he's got a great call lined up tomorrow. He and I talked a little bit about this idea that he had of doing one-minute highlights of key ingredients in the Purium product line. So it's going to be one of his best calls ever tomorrow night, Wednesday night. It's the Purium Lifestyle call. Look for an email blast. Look for a text message. But it's going to be one-minute highlights of some awesome ingredients. So if you're a product nerd, definitely want to listen in and get all your product nerds on the line. Thanks so much for being on the call, and we will catch you tomorrow night. Bye now.